Grab your seats. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to this Config Manager 2012 Jeopardy Quiz, second edition, because we did this last year. So we're doing it again. This is supposed to be an educational slash entertaining session. So we'll do our best to make it a great show. This is Configuration Manager Jeopardy. That's how we're going to play this game. And I assume most people know how Jeopardy works. So we'll do Jeopardy. The players on our Jeopardy quiz this year around.
Well, to my right side here, we have from the product group, we have Wally and Brett, Freck.
Do you have a question mark?
No, we
No, we actually don't have the correct slides, so we will start by guessing who's on the teams.
That's what you have to have.
Yes, I think I guess.
Give us a minute. We don't have the correct slides on, so we'll quickly switch out those.
Tell a joke.
No,
they can. Penalty for
no.
The MVP.
Yeah, because you guys played him last year. I need to bring up my station.
So you didn't copy them to me?
I did.
So you want me to say something now?
Yeah,
I can start by doing that. I can also start by saying, well, when I actually search for pictures of the attendees here, I use my Facebook, and it revealed that if we were in Europe, which we're not, then this guy here would actually have birthday. So why not just start by congratulations, Steve, and say happy birthday, everybody. I do remember his age, but I'm not going to tell anybody. So let me start by introducing myself while we're still waiting for the slides. My name is Kent. Kim, you don't have the slides?
No.
Then you can introduce yourself because I do have the slides.
All right. Sorry about that, folks. Kent is going to copy the slides over real quick. I'll quickly do the introduction part that we actually had going on the teams playing. So on our right-hand side, we actually have Wally that obviously needs no introduction, playing with the same Go team player he had last year, Brad Flagg. You guys might not recall Brad from last year, though, because Brad kind of grew a beard over the past year. Next to them, or right in front of me, we have Street Frecky. Yeah, they can see me because we have a high enough stage to fix that issue. We threw you guys off stage as opposed to have you guys on stage like last year. And then next to them, we actually have the defenders of the titles and the champions of last year, Panu and Gard, playing for the MVP team. And then right next to that, we actually have Kenny Buntings and Ronnie Peterson playing on the community team, because the community players we had from last year didn't really want to play this year anymore, because they get their ass beaten by the MVPs. All right, so we have the slides up and running, so let's get the show rolling.
So let's just remind you of the rules of the games. First off, Kim and I are always right. Second, if you forget that one, just read number one again. And it is a Jeopardy quiz, so rephrase stuff like you have seen on TV. So we will provide you with the answers. And with that, we have already done this introduction. So I'm still Kent. This is still Kim. And we will actually be We will be followed live on Twitter by Chris Nagas, who will be doing all the Twittering. Thanks for that. The scoreboard.
So this is our scoreboard. We have the Coffee Commander product team, Microsoft Field, the Coffee Commander MVPs, and community on there.
So Kim, just a quick note about the scoreboard. I can see...
Well, some people noticed something wrong with the scoreboard. Well, could you get us to the intro slide we had last year? This was our intro slide last year. Right. So we had this up and running, where we basically hackled Microsoft Field a tiny little bit. And then in October of this year, I actually had to open a support case. And support case went all the way up to an escalation engineer that said, oh, you're Kim, I remember you. I was in that Jeopardy quiz. So I thought, all right, here comes my 15 minutes of fame. I said, yeah, that's me. Thanks for taking my question. I said, I didn't like it. You guys hackled us. You said there was no chance of winning. So the escalation engineer basically refused to take my question unless they got 255 points as a head start. So Microsoft Field starts with 250 points.
So we actually had two comments last year, stuff that we could have done better. And the first comment, do you remember that?
The first comment was actually from a guy from Texas. And he said, we had a great costume, but show hosts are supposed to wear a hat. So we fixed that this year. So we now have a complete hat for Kent. So Kent is going to wear a hat. And then on top of that, on a more serious note, we did get quite a few comments that the way we did audio with 10 people on stage didn't really work. So we have people arranged around the stage this year around, and we have hand mics, so they can only make real noises when somebody hands them a mic, because these lot are difficult to keep quiet.
I can make noise.
Yeah, I know. So to solve that, we actually have two gorgeous showgirls that we hire to actually walk around with the hand mics.
We actually have a slight problem there, because you gave me the money last night to hire the showgirls. You know, I really felt lucky, so I gave Vegas a chance, and I kind of lost. So I ended up having like $25 back, but I still was able to get us some showgirls. And the first one was actually Miss Las Vegas back in 69. And can we have Charlotte on stage, please? And she actually costed $24, so with $1 back, my second one was none other but the high roller, James Black. I lost it all. So these guys, yeah, give them a round of... These guys here are going to control the mics, so...
$2.
Said $2.
So we're a dollar short.
Yeah, we're a dollar short. So let's get started.
All right. So round one categories are Wally's favorite Config Manager tools. And then Config Manager infrastructure, Config Manager and that cloud thingy, and Config Manager content management. So that's our board for this Jeopardy quiz. And with that, we'll actually switch to our quiz software.
So the rules are quite simple. There will be some questions, and all the teams have a buzzer, and the one that hits the buzzer first will actually be the ones with the answers. So?
The very first question, so to kick this off, can actually be triggered by our champions of last year. They get to pick the very first category and the very first question.
Bias.
And just take your time, please.
Okay, we're going to go for configuration infrastructure for 200.
So that's Microsoft Field.
When it can't scan. Scan failure. Oh, what is a scan failure?
Oh, you're wrong.
No more questions answered.
The correct answer was actually what is after 4 times 30 minutes.
What? What? Can't scan. Is that a sports statement of that?
So you're actually going to...
No, it was wrong. MVPs get to pick the next question until somebody has it right.
All right. So how about configuration infrastructure for 100?
So we are the non-fault tolerant site system roles in a primary site. Just you only have to name 4 of them.
Panu knows the answer.
I get the first one. Endpoint, protection point?
AI.
What is?
What is AI?
Oh, okay. What is AI?
So keep going.
No, your turn.
What is, I don't know what, what are we trying to get, site server roles? AI, endpoint protection, software reporting point, and, yeah, you can't, you, well, and, sorry? Yes, I am. What is... You've got to come up with the last one. Last one. Because the reporting point isn't fault
tolerant. Did any of you attend the advanced infrastructure session yesterday?
No.
Maybe you should have.
No.
That's wrong. We have the primary site server, the endpoint protection point.
Yeah, enrollment points, enrollment proxy points, asset intelligence, and so on.
We'll take infrastructure for 50. How about configuration and the cloud thingy? 100.
The Config Manager product team.
And specify a special minimum array at the clouds. What is the Windows Intune connector? And you need administrative rights on the site.
Unfortunately, that's an incorrect answer. The Windows Intune actually connects using a certificate, not a minimum rights user. So the only cloud service that does it with a minimum rights user is actually Office 365, which is also a cloud service and allows your Exchange connector. Still don't have any correct answer, so the MVPs are still on to choose.
Okay, how about Wally's favorite config command tool for 100? Notepad. What is Notepad?
What is Notepad?
That's it. Incredible. So it's you again.
Okay, let's go on a roll for 200.
What is Notepad?
You get to pick the next one. Kenny? The community?
What is CM Trace?
Not in merged way.
Actually,
32.
Community gets to pick the next question.
So, Ollie's favorite tool, 400.
It's the MVPs.
What is CM Trace?
Unfortunately, CM Trace had a bug in the summer so that it couldn't read log files that were longer than 8,000 lines. So reading long log files, that was Notepad. So MVPs get, no, community had the last question correct, so they get to choose a new category.
Nope.
So, given that this is Wally's favorite tools, I'm going to have to say it's Notepad. What is Notepad? What is Notepad? What is Notepad?
So we're back to the community again. You had the last one, right?
Pre-stage content?
Not really.
I'll agree. The answer we had in mind was a cool DP, but pre-stage content will ignore it as well.
It's the product team that gets to pick the next question. The answer that the product team gave was what is pre-staged content, which we'll take as a correct answer, but the answer we were looking for, what is a pool DP, because pool DP is not using the sender, so it won't use settings you set on the sender. Cloud thingy for 200. And community gets to answer that one.
Intune.
What is Windows Intune is indeed a correct answer to that one.
Microsoft Field.
What is DirSync?
Excited? That's actually correct. So you get to choose the next one?
Let's go with content management for 200.
What is the single instance store?
We were going to be a little bit more in detail than that, but we were going for the file.lib folder, but as is indeed part of the single instance store, so we'll grant it, as you guys are a community. Community gets to pick the next question. Oh, and I want to restate that we're completely impartial, right?
We can help you, it's not Notepad.
Mine is what is?
Oh, is this for us?
Yeah.
What is a stupid question?
So the right one is slash I, Mr. Panu. So it's the back to the community again.
Thank you.
Config Manager theme.
What is that tool in the toolkit? The package move tool. What is the package move tool?
Oh, I'll brand it. It's a content library transfer tool is what it actually is called, but Config Manager product team gets to choose the next question.
Damn, I need to specify the port as well. Come on, the stupid thing. BGB, but the big green button, but it's renamed, and the port is... I don't know the port, sorry.
I think the port number is 10123.
Hand the mic to the product team. We're not going to grant points, but if they want to show off, they're allowed to show off.
Wally? What? Oh, the port number is 10123, and the direction is client initiates the connection to the management point.
Port is 10123. Since the product team had it right, yeah, was not awarded points because they didn't press the button soon enough, they do get to pick the next question, though. MVPs get to answer this one.
What is the after backup dot bat?
No.
Yeah, but you can still
after backup dot bat would not allow you to. Well, you'd be triggering backups back to back, but that would be silly.
Yes.
But the actual answer we were looking for, what is defining a scheduled task to just start the backup service, because that would trigger a backup as well. MVPs get to pick the next question.
400. Well, yeah. Microsoft Field.
What is... DirSync. I know it's not.
Well, it worked before. I mean. So we are back to, was it the community, Kim?
MVPs had lost that.
So we are back to the MVPs again. And again, you really should have attended Brian's session yesterday morning.
SP create the MP replica.
What?
Only if the friend is in the front row. MVPs get to pick the next question.
What is cancel your subscription?
What? That kind of depends on your guys' SLA, because the question does say immediately prevent. Cancel your subscription, and you guys are going to do that? Snap. All right, I'll trust you guys on that. The real question was stopping the Azure Cloud Service on demand instead of canceling your subscription, but... Whatever. You guys get to pick the next question. Pick your pick. MVP is pressed.
What is bits?
No.
Oh, no, that's the answer.
Oh, okay.
Now, there's actually two components that get installed, HTTP redirection and IIS management and script tools that you don't actually need on there if you use the configure IIS. So if you do it yourself, that would be more ideal.
So if anyone in the audience wants to challenge the teams up here, we have time for two questions, and you can pick your team. We have a little prize for that. So just go up to the mics.
Come on, Dave, ask me a question, I can answer.
What's the default date of all blank dates in the code base?
I know, for example, it's our director of development's birthday, but the exact date is?
January 1st, 1980.
Who else wants to challenge the team? Come on, guys. Matthew?
No. No questions. No.
What does SimMom32 do?
Ask me what PGC is.
Never mind related. I know that.
Can I?
Yeah.
What is the recommended service for SQL when you use Config Manager with Advanced Security? Which account do you need? A little bit louder. What is the recommended service account you need for SQL when you want to configure Config Manager with Advanced Security? It's actually correct, local system.
All right, let's continue on.
So we're ready to move on.
So we're on to Double Jeopardy and the next set of categories, which is first category is System Center. They're like family, the distant kind you don't get to pick. It's all about the app model is our second category. We have a third category on hidden gems. And the final criteria is Config Manager 2012 beyond general availability / RTM. I think the product team had the last question correct, so they get to pick the category. Config Manager 2012 beyond guard. All right. Config Manager team pressed.
What is migration between two configurant man 2012 SP1 sites?
Config Manager product team can be wrong on that one. All right. Next question.
400. Same category.
Same category. The MVP is actually pressed for that one.
What is patch?
Correct. What is the patch property?
I did say slash.
After you said what is patch.
So this is why we took away the mics from these guys. MVPs get to pick the next category.
We'll do the system center family thing. They're like a family.
For 200. Microsoft Field gets to answer that one. Please be specific.
What is the process by which the Config Manager client calls a Ops Manager client-side API that pauses the Ops Manager service, causing it to eventually fail and not actually work with maintenance mode?
Our answer was actually we have had no clue. But since we had a panel of experts right in front of us, we thought we'd ask.
Time is a strange thing. What was that?
Time is a strange thing. It never stands still. It was just our fortune cookie for the day. But Microsoft Field actually had that one correct, so they can choose the next category.
Whatever you want. Let's go for family for 400, please. What is the app approval solution accelerator?
Once again, that's correct.
We'll take their family for 600, Alex.
Field again.
Add client to a collection. What is create an advertisement? What is create deployment? What is import computer?
Hey, once more.
Family for 800, please, Kim.
Field again.
What is configure VMM to use the software update point as its WSUS source?
That's just amazing, guys.
Let's go for family for 1,000, please.
Microsoft Field.
What is the VX data warehouse views for BIOS and system enclosure?
That's awesome. Good job. Nice and good.
Impressive.
Let's go with Garth for 600, please.
Garth for 600. Config Manager product team.
What is hierarchy expansion?
Correct. What is expanding your hierarchy with a CAS on top of a primary site that already existed? Perfect.
800.
Next category.
Same category, 800.
Config Manager product team again.
What is the automatic client upgrade feature?
Could you repeat that?
What is the automated client upgrade feature? A 1,000.
Same category for 1,000.
The community?
Well, my friend here just gave me the wrong answer. Just hold on a minute. KB270-something.
KB270-something.
That's not good enough. So we're back to the config manager team again?
It's back to the config manager. It was actually KB2734608.
Hidden jams for two.
They assume you do that correctly, so don't have to call them to make it work. Oh. Microsoft failed.
Parent rule.
What is a detection method, not a requirement rule? Unfortunately, that means product team gets to pick the next question.
We'll do hidden gems for 200 again, please.
Hidden gems for 200 again? Config manager product team?
What is the archive inventory attribute? There's no stealing. What is the archive inventory attribute, temporary file?
Archive underscore reports SMS is what the file was actually called, but that's what Wally meant, and they decided on our MVP title, so we'll assume that's what he meant. Hidden gems.
400.
For 400.
Oh, community? Yeah, but there's no going back here.
Well, I don't know. I just pressed.
I did. So we are back to the config manager team again.
Hidden jam 600.
Wally? That's actually correct. So,
it's the client push generator. We had a tool in community for quite some time that actually creates CCR so you can make sure the client gets pushed out yourself by just copying a CCR in the CCR.box. But actually, that tool is now just in your binaries. You might not have noticed. But it's there. It's called the client push generator.exe.
800?
Yep.
Hidden
gems 800.
What is the configuration manager service manager?
The registry.
Or the registry service manager. Indeed, right. What is the component manager or the registry? Because indeed, in the registry, you can go into the registry and type in the action to do, start and stop, which is a neat little trick that only old timers really know, but it does work. Yeah, I'm calling you old.
Let's finish off hidden gems for 1,000.
Microsoft Field again.
What is the console XML extensions?
Nice try, but that is a little bit too vague. I want it to be more specific than that.
What is the SMS admin dot XML? I don't know.
No.
But it was a strict. I just.
It's actually the admin UI console builder.exe that allows you to manipulate the correct XML. You could do it with Notepad if you know which XML to edit as well.
400. Let's do it.
Community?
What is
this required alignment deployment?
Yes.
What is required deployment?
No. Both the product team and the Microsoft field together would have had it correct, but community pressed and had it wrong. Nope. Indeed, what is the application evaluation cycle, also known as global reevaluation?
For 1,000.
Well, we actually had that question handed to us by one of the product team members, so I wish you good luck on that one. None of you were meant to actually get this one.
What is a reboot?
Nah. If you copy an app that has an V5.0 deployment type that has a virtual environment, it'll actually copy that virtual environment to an org group. Config Manager product team.
What happened? What is, we assume that it's not applicable and consider continue to the next dependent, the next DT.
Indeed. This is not very well documented, but if you do this, it'll evaluate the following deployment type that is in the list of your deployment types. Config Manager product team
I think we'll take 600.
You're going to take 600 for the Atmel. Nice choice.
Superseded.
What is the app being superseded?
What is the app being superseded? Correct. If you deploy a superseded application, during your deployment, you actually have the option to specify that people that had it available will automatically upgrade to the new version. Nice one, Brad. So we have our current scoreboard. So we will now move on to the final Jeopardy question, where people can wager in the points they've received. All right. And we'll have a question that will require you to give us a number. The team that ends up with the answer closest to the number we're after gets his points back double that they waged. Everybody else loses the points they waged. All right? So, we'll start off with Microsoft Fields and how many points they want to wage.
What do you think? 4,000. Roll the dice. Yay, let's go with 4,000. Why not?
So Microsoft Field is waging 4,000 points. Config Manager product team, you're up next.
So you guys know that Wally never forgave me for the wager that we did last year. So I think this year we're going to play it safe and bet 0 points. Oh.
0 points for the Config Manager product team to wage. All right. Brad did indeed wage last year every single point and kind of gave away the trophy. They're determined to get the trophy back this year. MVPs...
We're not going to wimp out like the product team. We're going to go for it all. True daily double.
1,400 points for the MVPs. And then community?
What is 42 points?
42 for community. All right. So here comes the question. Final Jeopardy. Start off with Microsoft Field handing out our No. Everybody gets to answer this one. It's the one that ends up closest to what it actually is that gets us points.
What is
We're
zero?
We're writing it down. What is zero?
Oh, yeah. That's a good strategy.
No way.
Yeah, exactly.
They're meant to be pipes, we just couldn't use pipes in the quiz software, so they're pipes. We'll get back to that very first slide with the rules of the game. They're pipes. Product team gets to answer next.
Wally? I think we've decided we'll go with 175.
175 for the Microsoft product team. We'll go for the MVPs, Dan.
Yeah. The MVPs are going to, who love PowerShot, we truly do, right, Cato? And we're going to say 143.
143, and then community gets to answer that one.
We'll stick to 42.
Community sticks to 42.
Can we stand? It's actually the closest one.
The correct answer is actually what is 93. And for the people that didn't figure it out yet, these are the PowerShell commandlets that start with the noun sets. There's 93 of them in SP1, Cumulative Update 1, which means that community got the answer closest. So they're getting a bonus
of 42 points.
So I'll need to adjust the scores. Community now has 942 points. The MVPs waged it all. This is Vegas. They'll go broke home. Microsoft Field did build in a safety margin, but that ended up not being safe enough. So they end up with 600 points. And the Config Manager product team did the only sensible thing to do in Vegas and not wage too much. So they win this year's Config Manager quiz. And we'll have Ken hand out the title. We do have a consolation prize for everybody, though. Everybody does get a cup. Just participating is winning in here.
Thank you, Mac.
Here, Penu, you can have this one.
Oh.
Guys, that's it for us. Thanks for being here. Contestant, thanks for playing. Hope to see you all next year.